Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community in the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. First, are you in place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this quick as possible and really appreciate your time.
Okay, we'll make it quick.
Okay. Are you a teen or older? And okay, I'll be reading as fast as I can. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes, I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voted on November general elections for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote?
Well, yes, I'll be voting, yes.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Libertarian.
Okay. What is your age?
63.
Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
White.
Filipino, white.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally asking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Kamala Harris.
I would give her a 1.
Okay. MAGA Republicans.
I'd give them an 80.
Okay. Janelle Bynum.
What's that?
Janelle Bynum.
Who's that?
If you've never heard of this person, you can say so.
She's running for Congress in our district. She's a Democrat.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry, your accent. I couldn't understand what you're saying. So, I'd give her about a 5.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Okay. Oh, Democrats is a group in Congress? I give them about an 8.
J.D. Benz.
Oh, J.C. Benz. Oh, I'll give him about a 70.
Joe Biden.
A 0.
Project 2025.
I like that, 97.
We'll give that a 95.
Lori Chavez Darrier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she gets a 95, too.
Donald Trump.
We'll give him a 90.
Republicans in Congress.
Oh, well, they're at about 50, yeah.
Let's move on to the next one. If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Can I vote for neither? And we can just pick a whole new group? Because I think they're all shysters. So, yeah, honestly, I don't like any of them.
Okay. I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
You know, probably Robert Kennedy.
Okay. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and the Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Well, unfortunately, it would have to be Donald Trump, because I wouldn't vote for Kamala Harris if she was the last person on Earth.
Okay. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
Oh, obviously Donald Trump.
Well, probably Donald Trump at this point.
Okay. We are halfway through, and I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Jamil Bynum?
It would be Lori Chavez de Remer.
Even though you are not supporting Jamil Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yeah, I'd say since I gave him a zero, wouldn't that tell you that I completely disapprove of his job he's in? The man's senile. He has no business being in office.
So if you had to choose from strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Well, I'd be strongly disapprove. You're asking the same questions over and over again. So either get through this thing or I'm hanging up, because you're just asking the same things over and over again in a different way. This is like a typical Democrat Party poll. Yeah, you keep trying to come around and trying to get support for the Democrats. So who's funding this poll?
Okay, take in consideration that I'm just reading the survey for you. And we're calling from Oregon Opinion Survey.
Who is funding this survey?
Once again, it's Oregon Opinion Surveys.
Okay, I think we're done here. I'm going to go find out who Oregon Opinion Surveys is ran by. It sounds to me like it's ran by a Democratic organization that's trying to get their results they want, because you just keep coming around trying to push the Democrat people, and so we're done here. Thanks. Take me off the call list.
Uh.